USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court has upheld a lower court's decision allowing ballots in Pennsylvania that arrive up to 3 days after the election to be counted. In a note accompanying the order, justices said it was too close to the election for them to step in. New Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from the case because of a lack of time to review the filing. On the campaign trail Wednesday, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden's plans for dealing with the coronavirus. He told supporters in Goodyear, Arizona, that a Biden victory would lead to a harsh lockdown.
If you vote for Biden, it means no kids in school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, and no 4th of July together. Other than that, you have a wonderful life.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The 2020 general election is set to smash records for the amount of money spent by candidates. The Nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics says spending for the presidential and congressional elections are set to double the amount spent in 2016, with nearly $14 billion being spent across the country. The presidential race alone is expected to cost nearly $6.6 billion by Election Day, while all the congressional races should combine to cost $7 billion. The CRP says it's raised its estimates over the final month of the race as both parties made huge fundraising efforts in the final weeks. Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris was in Arizona on Wednesday. At an event in Tucson, Harris attacked the administration for its response to the COVID pandemic.
Our values tell us that we should not be in a moment where over 225,000 people have died in our country. Over 8.5 million people have contracted a virus. When we have known, when we got the information, we have known how serious this is.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a sometimes contentious hearing on Wednesday, the Senate Judiciary Committee got their opportunity to question the CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google on alleged corporate and political bias and certain protections the companies enjoy under the Federal Communications Act. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Top executives of Twitter, Facebook, and Google testified on social media protections and censorship issues before a Senate committee on Wednesday. Things getting a bit heated when Senator Ted Cruz got his chance to question Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
Major League Baseball is investigating a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers for joining his team to celebrate their World Series victory after testing positive for coronavirus. Justin Turner was removed from the eighth inning of Tuesday's series-clinching game against the Tampa Bay Rays after his positive test returned from the lab. He was placed into isolation at Globe Life Field, but was later seen on the field celebrating with his teammates. The commissioner's office announced Wednesday they were conducting an investigation into Turner's apparent breach of league protocol in the incident. Both the Dodgers and Rays were tested Wednesday before leaving the bubble in Arlington, Texas that the World Series had been conducted in. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.